มวยไทยคือชีวิต
From our studios in New York City and Miami, Florida You are listening to The Striking Corner With Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto Your source for Muay Thai and Kickboxing news worldwide
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, Vin? You ready for another exciting podcast of nothing but Muay Thai and kickboxing action?
Not necessarily.
Man, you're always so excited every time you're on the podcast, man. I can't handle it. I can't handle your excitement.
Last time was so much better.
The one that I had last time?
Yeah, it was so much better.
Really?
Yeah, your music kind of sucked today.
Oh, man. I'm the one who handles the music, so... Until you can handle it. You
should not be in charge of that anymore.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm the one. Next time I'll choose something a little more to your liking since you want it to be, you know.
Music and talking about dongles. I don't know what's wrong with you today.
Oh, man. You still don't know what a dongle is.
No. I don't know what a fucking dongle is. Please explain it to me.
It's the USB receiver, man. I think a lot of people know that that's what a dongle is. It's the USB receiver for my mouse, which isn't working, unfortunately, and was causing me a lot of problems today in order to get this podcast started because the dongle was not working.
Term?
Huh?
Is that a technical term?
It's a technical term, man. I think Steve Jobs invented that term, dongle.
Dongle.
That's what it is, man. It's the USB receiver. Anyway, let's get to the subject at hand here.
Stop playing with your dongle. Let's go.
Let's get to the subject at hand here, which is Muay Thai and kickboxing, man. How much we love it, how much we love to talk about it, how much it's changed our lives, and how much it's changing the face of our nation.
And then?
Oh, man. So what's been going on, man?
Not much, man.
You were telling me you had a pretty stacked class the other day, huh? Things are picking up at the gym.
Yeah, things are starting to pick up a little bit. I mean, Saturdays is... It's always been my slowest day of the week, and this past Saturday was actually the biggest Saturday I ever had, so it's pretty exciting. I'm actually hoping that within the coming weeks, months, I could knock down the wall between my store and the one next to me and expand a little bit. So
nice, man. Nice. Well, I mean, that's always good. I mean, if you get to that point, man, you're obviously headed in the right direction. So
yep,
Staten Island Muay Thai picking up, huh?
Got some new prospects. Got one of my guys fighting in a few weeks. So looking forward to that in the middle of a fight camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where's he going to be fighting at?
He's fighting at Warriors Cup. It's at Queens Theater on February 20th.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Show put on by Chris Tran at Weapons 9.
Yeah, well, of course, Chris Tran. Chris Tran's my buddy, man. I love that guy.
It's like the nicest guy in the industry.
Yeah, man, he is. He's the coolest guy ever. I mean, that's why we interviewed Spencer. We interviewed Spencer really because we just like his trainer, not because we like Spencer. No, I'm just hate you,
man. I said Spencer's gonna hate you.
I'm just joking, man. Oh man, no, but Chris Chan definitely is. Yeah, man, he's one of my favorite guys in the industry. And I mean, he's doing stuff with the. I hope Warriors Cup keeps picking up. They're doing any? Is it an amateur card or is it going to be all amateur this time?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, all amateurs.
Yeah, because they were doing occasionally some pro shows and stuff. But I guess, but man, that's a great show. I mean, he always delivers. They changed the spot though. Then it's at a new place.
Yeah, it's now. It was always in Jersey, but now it's in New York. It's in Queens, and the last one was in Queens also, and it was a good turnout. So. They decided to go with the same venue, which I'm actually happy about because I'd rather go to there than to the ones in Jersey. Because like the ones in Jersey, actually not all of them, but a couple of them were like standing room only. And but this one, it's everyone had every general admission ringside. It's all seats, and you could see the ring beautifully from anywhere in the place. So definitely a good venue.
Nice, man. Well, yeah, man. So what did you say? February 20th?
Yep.
Oh, so you still got about, your guy still has about like a month or so.
5 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's good. That's good, man. So yeah, man, I started going back to, at least trying to go back to training. I actually changing some things up, man. I actually went mountain biking the other day with my wife. Not really mountain biking because I live in Florida, but biking. And
it's not even like a hill in Florida. It's completely flat.
Yeah, I know. But you just basically bike on trails and stuff. And the thing is, man, my wife is she actually does mountain biking and like is really good at it. And I rode the other day and I'm in like so much pain right now.
Oh, so she just like left you in the dust.
Every single time. She has to like hang back. Just to like she has to like hang back because I'm like dying.
So you messed up her day.
Yeah, kind of. I think I messed up her life.
It's like when you go to the training and like you've been training for over 10 years and yeah. then for some reason you get stuck like with the beginner holding pads for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think
that's basically what you did to her.
That's just, I think I've been slowly messing up her life ever since I met her. So this is nothing new for her. Nah, man, but I actually went training the other day back with our good buddy, our coach, Jose Cal here in Academy of Martial Arts, which is in Pembroke Pines, Florida. And man, I went back, man. I'm just trying to. I'm actually gotten bitten by the bug again, man. I want to start doing it more, but you know, time constraints, man. Huh?
That was a little Guatemalan Nazi.
That's a horrible term. Yeah, no, man. Every time I go back, and I'm pretty sure a lot of coaches do this, but every single time I go back, it's like he doesn't give you any breaks because you've been off for like a couple of weeks. It's like he just makes it purposefully the absolutely most horrible training session you've ever had, knowing that you're not going to make it through. Because yeah. you've been out for so long.
I actually do the same shit. Like, especially after like after the holiday break and stuff, I made that first day back in the gym as hard as possible.
Yeah, man.
But I tell the guys at the gym, like, you guys have no idea. Like, I'm not half as bad as my coach, as Jose was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, man. Jose's the worst. And he enjoys it, man. The other day he actually said that. He was like, "You think I enjoy watching you like suffer like this?" And yes. I was like, "I know for a fact that you do, man." He just smiled. So that's when you know you have a good coach. So yeah, man. So that's been, I mean, I don't know, man. So I've been thinking about, you know, wanting to get back in the ring and stuff and all that. It's been about almost 3 years now since I even fought. So I just kind of want to do it just to do it again. But I don't know, man. It's just, like I said, time and being right now, spending time with the family and stuff and with work and all that. But, you know, hearing some of these guys and with some of the friends that we have that have 9-to-5 jobs and stuff and balance it all, you know, and then they're still able to, like, fight professionally. I'm like, man, I'm kind of a little bitch, dude. So,
yeah, you hear stories about some of these guys, especially pro fighters.
Yeah, yeah.
Just juggling 9-to-5 jobs, kids, and still fighting. It's crazy, but yeah. It's possible.
Yeah, man, it is. So, well, I guess speaking of that, we have a very special guest.
Why do you sound like you're trying to seduce me?
No, just... No, I was just... I was just putting on my radio voice. I guess it was creepy then.
It was very creepy.
All right. So, no, we have a speaking of working a 9-to-5 job, we actually have a very special guest who does that and which was something that actually impressed me because and also it's one of the things that Vinny and I have been wanting to do is we don't want to seem like, I guess we don't want to seem like we're only interviewing the guys of the sport, Muay Thai, you know, the Muay Thai guys in the sport, that we actually do think that women have a place in combat sports. So, you know, I'm very glad to bring her on and have her on today, man. She's actually a really, really talented fighter. Like I said, she works a 9-to-5 job, juggles that with a career as a social worker, or I think she had like another term for it because in Canada it's a different term or whatever. But it's actually our guest is Ashley Nichols. And Ashley Nichols is a fighter out of Canada, out of Mass Thai Boxing in Canada, in Ontario, Canada. She is going to be fighting Tiffany Van Soest for the vacant super bantamweight title at Lion Fight 27, which is going to take place on January 29th. That's a Friday, and it's going to be on Access TV, which is a channel that I know everyone gets. Which means that I'll probably be watching it via Skype with Vinny pointing his computer camera towards the TV, because that's how it usually goes for me, because I don't have that channel. But for those of you that do, please watch it and please support Lion Fight and watch this fight, because it is the co-main event. Ashley is going to be fighting against Tiffany Van Susten, and I think it's going to be a very exciting fight. Ashley is a talented fighter. She actually recently won a WPMF world title, was one of her recent titles. She's also won the gold medal for Canada at the IFMAs, or the IFMAs, which is pretty much the World Cup of Muay Thai, held every year pretty much in different countries around the world. The last one was in Thailand. The next one is going to be in Sweden, I believe. But Ashley, I first saw her fight once at the TBA Classic, which is usually done every year in Iowa. She is super talented, super skillful, very, very cool person to talk to. We have her on the line, and she is going to tell us all about basically her career and what we can expect from her fight with Tiffany. So without further ado, we will be speaking with Ashley Nichols.
The Striking Corner.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. We are here, as we had discussed, we have a very special guest, somebody that is actually going to be fighting very soon on Lion Fight 27, which takes place on Friday, January 29th. She's actually going to be fighting for a Lion Fight super bantamweight title against Tiffany Van Susten, the always dangerous Tiffany Van Susten, and the very loved in the U.S. Tiffany Van Susten. But she comes all the way from Canada. She is Ashley Nichols. How are you doing, Ashley? What is going on?
Hi, I'm good. You know, just coming in the last stretch of camp. So, you know, the days are intense, but I'm feeling good and feeling focused.
All right. So, I mean, a lot of people are aware, like we were talking a little bit off air. I mean, I've seen you fight. I think the first time I saw you fight and I was super impressed was at the TBAs, which are the TBA World Classic that takes place pretty much every year here in Iowa, here in the U.S. in Iowa. I've seen you fight there. I know you've won about three times. So that's just one of your many titles that we actually have a list of here. But you also own tons of different titles for the WPMF, which was your most recent world title, correct?
Yeah, the most recent title I won was last year at the King's Birthday in Thailand, and that was for WPMF, and it's also super bantamweight.
Nice. And then I also know you were on the Infusion Reality series that was taking place in Thailand. You actually made it to the semifinals. So, you know, you've been doing, and that was actually K1 rules. So you've been actually, what I think what a lot of people don't know, and maybe some of our listeners don't know, is that, you know, you've been very active for a very long time. I know about you for a very long time, but some of our listeners may not know as much about you. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got started into Muay Thai. How did you find Muay Thai? And, you know, kind of your story up until this point. I mean, you don't have to obviously go fight by fight because it's been a lot of fights. But, you know, tell us a little bit about how you got started and why you fell in love with Muay Thai and that kind of thing.
For sure. So I was about 15 and I was living with my mom at the time. And, you know, I just needed a focus. I needed some sort of activity to, help me with my lifestyle choices and stuff. I was getting into some trouble. So she connected me with a boxing coach, and I started training on reserve. The reserve was Chippewas of the Thames. Mm-hmm. And I just began, you know, I thought combat sports was amazing, and I started, setting short-term and long-term goals in training. And it just, you know, I stuck with it. And eventually I moved around quite a bit, and I trained in kickboxing, and then I moved to London, Ontario, where my cousin Star, she had told me about Muay Thai. So she's like, yeah, I think you'd really like it if you like boxing. So I tried a class with her, and it just turned out that it was awesome because there's so many variables of, of techniques that you do rather than just boxing. And I started studying, you know, a little bit of the history. And, you know, eventually that came up to, like, some of the women who were competing in Muay Thai. And I just thought it was, you know, it's a strong sport. It's very respectful. It's also, you know, you have respect for the lineage, respect for your teachers. And in that sense, it's like similarly to First Nations culture, like Ojibwe culture. I'm a First Nations Indigenous person from Canada. And we have a lot of those types of teachings as well, where we, you know, we respect the ancestors and respect all things. And I just found the history and traditions really beautiful. So I was able to connect with it and stick with it that way. It just became my passion.
Very nice. Very nice. So I know that now, talk to us a little bit about, I mean, I know that you're now at Moss Thai Boxing, right? Under trainer Chris Q, I believe, correct? And so tell us how you ended up there. And I mean, you've done extremely well with them. They have a lot of really great fighters coming out of there as well, who, you know, one of them being your teammate Robert Thomas, that actually fought in Glory as well and fights in Glory.
Absolutely.
So you guys have quite a bit of talented people coming out of there. And I remember also when I saw you guys fighting at the TBA, you guys had quite a few of you that were doing really well over there as well. So how did you connect? Finally, I mean, was that the first gym you went to? You said you moved around. Was that the first gym you went to, or, you know, did you move around and then finally connect with that one? And when you connected with that one, why did you choose to stay there, basically?
So like you said, I moved around a lot, and, you know, I've lived in like Quebec and all over Southern Ontario, and just basically, you know, moving from city to city, it's hard to really stay, you know, grounded and connected and train and, you know, set goals that way. But so I was living in London, and I was connected through Crew Jeff Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And I was training out of a gym there. And I met Chris Q, who is also my husband. Mm-hmm. So we are, you know, co-adventurers together in Muay Thai. And, you know, we found that our lives really, you know, meshed well, and we set goals together. We've traveled all over the world together. And basically, you know, I've created a home for myself. Whereas before I was, you know, moving and, you know, going city to city. And, you know, finally when I came across Chris and Mass Thai Boxing, it was, you know, it was the place where I was meant to be. And, you know, we've been together for 7 years now, and, you know, learning so much still. And definitely lots more journeying to do together. So yeah, that's a little bit about how, you know, I created my home at Mass Thai Boxing.
All right, cool.
So now going back to before, how you got started, when you first started in boxing or kickboxing, Muay Thai, when was it that you knew you wanted to compete, start fighting? Was it when you started with boxing or when you started with Muay Thai?
When I started boxing, it was just an idea, because I knew there were, you know, there were women who were competing in boxing, but I wasn't so familiar with it. I did want to eventually compete in boxing, but like I said, I wasn't as consistent with the training due to moving so much. So I wasn't able to really set a goal for competing. I did for training. But when I came, you know, when I found Muay Thai, that's when I found, you know, I was going on YouTube and just checking out some fighters and just some different fights. And I saw Jermaine Durandami's fight versus Angie Rivera Parr. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow, these ladies are amazing. Look at what they're doing. They're just, you know, representing the sport. And, you know, they were strong. They were courageous. And that is when I knew that I wanted to be in the ring.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So, I mean, I guess elaborating on that a little bit, let's talk, you know, before we get into your big fight coming up, let's talk, you know, you were talking about Jermaine Durandami, and Angela Rivera Parr, as being, you know, two of the female fighters that you saw and were inspired by. What, obviously, I guess in all realms of combat sports, not only in Muay Thai, but I think Muay Thai is a little bit different, but in MMA, let's say, how female MMA, how women's MMA has grown so much in the last couple of years, Muay Thai, I think, is it's still continuing to grow, but I feel like Muay Thai, there's a little bit more of an acceptance to it, at least here in the States, and maybe, I don't know, if in Canada. I know in Thailand it's still a little iffy being accepted as like kind of legitimate, but how do you feel like, how do you feel being a... when you saw these fighters, what are the female fighters that inspire you, and how do you feel as a woman competing in Muay Thai and MMA? Do you feel that it's still, there's a lot more that it can grow? Do you feel happy about where it's at? Are you happy about the direction it's moving in? You know, tell me a little bit about that.
For sure. When I saw the females competing, the women competing in Muay Thai, you know, then versus now, you know, it was really new when I saw them competing. So that was, that fight, I believe, was from 2006-ish.
Yeah.
And now with MMA and, you know, the different promotions that are happening, you know, Lion Fight and Friday Night Fights and Glory. And I just feel like it's really moving in a direction where women are getting recognition. And I believe it's just, it's growing. And I think we're going to see more women competing in the future for sure. Because it's fast growing. So.
Yeah, and they're definitely
answered your question.
No, it did. I did. I mean, I just think it's. I think it is moving in the right direction. I just say that because. You know, I'll be, you know, 100%, you know, real, like when it first started in MMA, I mean, not really with Muay Thai. I've always been appreciative of women in Muay Thai. When it first started in MMA, I wasn't like too into it. Not because I felt obvious, not because I didn't like women doing MMA, but I feel like, I guess the talent pool, as we have kind of seen, was very limited. It's growing now more, and obviously, but it was very limited, and you can tell that there was a big difference between the talent that the women had in MMA as compared to the talent pool that there was for women's MMA as opposed to men's MMA. Now it's getting a little bit bigger, but you know, you did have Ronda Rousey dominating people for a long time. It was kind of like she was the only one you know, in the UFC really that she was going to be at the top of the heap for a while. And then, you know, now it's been evolving to where now you have different fighters that are able to kind of challenge her that position. But I feel like in Muay Thai, the talent pool has always been pretty big, because like you were talking about, you know, Jermaine Randami, Angela Rivera Parr, there was always, you know, obviously back in the day, there was Lucia Riker, you know. Yeah, Lucia there's Riker. Yeah, exactly. There was so many.
I remember even... seeing Christine Toledo's highlights.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing, she's a promoter of Lion Fight. I remember seeing her. I was just like, just blown away by.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. And I mean, we had,
for themselves.
Yeah. And a good friend of mine that used to train with us down here in Florida was Katie Meehan. You know, I know also, you know, good friend of ours of the podcast is Jennifer Lancier, in Canada as well. So we, you know, I feel like Muay Thai's kind of always had that pool. So it's always been a little bit more accepted, and, there's always been like extremely, you know, talented women fighters.
Absolutely. And when I see them showcased, you know, their stories being told and, you know, highlight videos being shown, it actually is inspiring the youth, like the younger generation, to come up and, you know, see what's possible and, you know, see what it is that they're capable of in the sport too. So I think by you guys, you know, sharing the story of certain Muay Thai female fighters, it's going to be great for the sport.
Oh, well, we do what we can, you know. So, yeah, no, I mean, and so, you know, with all that said and talking about the excitement, I feel, you know, also, you know, talking about women in Muay Thai and women in MMA, I think there's been this trend lately where that I see as somebody who analyzes fights, somebody who looks at fights and watches them. I think there's still a real good freshness to the women's Muay Thai and combat sports scene. You know, for a lot of guys, I'm seeing it in MMA, there's a lot of guys that know how important winning or losing is to get their payday or whatnot. So you see a lot of guys, unfortunately, we see a lot of fights where, you know, they're kind of boring because it's guys that seem like they know that they have to win a fight. So they fight to not lose. They don't fight to necessarily win. You know what I mean? And what we've been seeing with a lot of MMA fights, and you know that has been, you know, something that's been said across the board by a lot of pundits of combat sports, is that, you know, the women are coming into fights and they are, you know, just leaving it all out on the line because they know this is their, you know, this is the beginning. This is their only right. shot to really showcase, you know, how exciting women's Muay Thai and women's MMA can be. So they're coming out and you're seeing super, super, super exciting fights. And, you know, with that said, moving in that direction, one of those women that, at least in the Muay Thai scene here in the United States, has done that, is somebody that you're going to be facing, which is Tiffany Van Soest. I mean, she kind of came a little bit out of nowhere. Not many people expected her. She didn't have a lot of experience. And then she just blew up and just came up into the scene. And now she is, you know, she has her nickname, the Time Bomb. She's a firecracker. She's a very exciting fighter. She always puts on a show. And so you're going to be stepping in the ring with her on January 29th, on Friday, January 29th, for the vacant super bantamweight title. I mean, I don't want you to go too much into, obviously, your details and your strategies and things like that, because I know that that's stuff that you want to keep, you know, close to your chest before you get into the ring with her. But I mean, how did this fight come about? Talk to us a little bit about how this fight came about. And I mean, how do you feel fighting somebody like Tiffany? And what do you feel? What do you think about Tiffany as a fighter?
For sure. You know, I remember watching Lion fights and, you know, seeing her in the ring. I just thought it was amazing too. And whenever I see someone who, you know, who is talented and, you know, making a name for themselves, I always, you know, get inspired and get motivated and hope to eventually, you know, if we're in the same weight class, we could, you know, we could step in the ring together. And so for about 3 years, I've been, you know, seeing her compete, and for sure, she's a good athlete, very unorthodox style. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great matchup between us too. The two styles, we both have two different styles. So I just believe that it's, you know, it's going to be great for the fans to watch. And hopefully it's going to be a fight to be talked about for a long time.
Well, you said that she's very unorthodox. How would you consider your style? Would you say you're more of a traditional Muay Thai?
Well, my style is, sure, you could call it traditional. And, you know, I've been doing a few different things to train for this fight. You know, I've connected with a boxing coach down in Niagara Falls. And, you know, strength and conditioning. I've been working on my strength and conditioning for the last year and a half or so. So, yes, it's traditional, but I've added some new things to it. So hopefully it'll, you know, surprise a lot of my fans.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Because, you know, I actually wanted to bring that up because the times that I saw you fight, and one of the things that because we're connected in one way, it's also because the first time I actually went to Thailand, the place that I went to was Koh Samrit, and I know that you go to Koh Samrit to train when you've gone to Thailand. That's kind of the first place that I went to when I fell in love with Muay Thai and discovered Muay Thai and then finally decided to go on a trip to Thailand and actually learn about Muay Thai. It was Koh Samrit. And so I remember the first time I saw you, which was at TBA, and I think one of your teammates or somebody was wearing like a Koh Samrit jacket. And that's kind of how I was like, okay, I got to check this team out, you know? And so when I saw you fight, I remember seeing that, like, what blew me away was just your style was very, very clean, very technical, very, a lot of skill. I would say, yes, a traditional Muay Thai style. You know, it was just, you know, very, very crafty. The style that we all that are really into traditional, you know, Muay Thai know that when, you know, you can look at certain fighters and be kind of like, okay, I know this guy is training at a legit Muay Thai gym or this girl is training at a legit Muay Thai gym. So that's something that I see a lot from you and have seen a lot from you. Now, we know that Tiffany is very unorthodox. As Vinny said, she is somebody, you know, she even says it. She's too much Dutch to touch. She does that a lot, like her Dutch kickboxing style. You know, she's very elusive, a lot of boxing. She also trains with a lot of MMA guys in her gym. So she has a very unorthodox style. Now, what I wanted to ask you was, you know, yeah, you said that you've been training a lot of different things, but you've also, one thing that I was, when I was looking through your record, I mean, you've done a lot of things too, like that I didn't know. You said, you know, you've done boxing, which I saw you had a boxing fight on your record. You've done MMA. You've done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and competed at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournaments. So it's like, you actually do more than I thought that you did.
I've also done kickboxing as well, like international rules kickboxing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
where
there
they
is.
They take the knee out, they take the clinch out. It's just low kicks, high kicks, and boxing.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so there's a lot more to your game than just that. So, I mean, is that obviously, you know, you said, you just mentioned it, you, that's something that you've been focusing a lot on, correct? In this, for this, for yeah, this fight.
For sure. You know, we've been training to defeat Tiffany Style. That's what we're doing at Mass Thai Boxing.
Yeah.
you don't have to go into detail.
of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'll save it for the match. For sure.
Yeah, obviously we'll see, because you said people are going to be surprised by you that day and what, maybe how you've evolved, because how you've evolved since the last time maybe I saw you fight, which I think the last time really I saw you fight was versus Angela Hill, which was a while ago. So, I mean, yeah. I think that's, you know, the evolution, we're all going to be able to witness that evolution and what we feel is going to be a really exciting fight. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, and this is something that I kind of heard through a couple of people I talked to when I was gonna interview you. So I don't want to name names, but it's a couple of people that, you know, I was talking to. And then one of them mentioned to me, they were like, one of them mentioned and said to me, and I don't want you to take it as me saying it or, you know, that as an offense, but somebody was like, oh no, Ashley's really good. Cause I said, you know, I'm going to interview her against for her fight against Tiffany. How do you think she's going to do? And, you know, the person was like, she's really good, but I just don't think she has the power to deal with Tiffany. Like, I just don't know, you know, she just doesn't have the power. Like, Tiffany's more of a powerful girl. And I noticed that you've been posting a lot of things about strength and conditioning and things like that.
Absolutely.
So obviously that's something that I know you want to, you can kind of shut that person up or let them know, no way, I'm much stronger than people believe.
This is true. You know, at Mass Thai Boxing, I've been actually told that I'm the strongest pound for pound lifter in the gym. So, you know, I've been working on my strength and conditioning and you know, working on getting, you know, my power and my explosive, you know, my explosive movements. So I definitely believe that they will see that in the ring. So, I have been working on it. And it's true. I post a few things here and there of the stuff that I do. So I'm not worried about that.
All right.
So All right. So pretty much that person has no idea what they're talking about, right?
Yes.
No. Anyway.
Well, I think what it is, you know, I come from the weight class of, you know, 52 kilos to 54. That was my weight class range.
Yeah.
For a long, long time. Over the years of, you know, working on building a foundation to get stronger and more explosive, it's really come into play over the last year and a half. And so basically, I'm definitely not worried about that. And I'm confident in what I'm doing in the gym for strength training. So, yeah.
All right, cool. So, all right, so I want to kind of move on a bit to something that I know is really, because I've been reading a lot about it. I've actually, like I said, I've talked to a lot of people that know you, some people that have seen you fight. I wanted to talk about it because I know it's something that's very dear to you, and you mentioned it a couple of times when you were talking a little bit about your backstory. So you were talking about being a First Nation woman, which what we would call here in the U.S. Native American, but obviously it's in Canada. You guys call it First Nation.
Yes.
Which are, I believe you said it was Chippewa and the Thames, or is that how you say it?
Chippewas of the Thames and Oneida Nation.
Yeah. So I know you said that you are, you know, a lot of times that when you fight, you said it in the small promo video that was being passed around by, I think it was Lucid Digital Media or something that they were doing for this fight as well. And you were talking about how it was important to you to not only represent, you know, women and being a Canadian fighter, but also being a First Nation fighter. So tell me a little bit about that and your, because I know you've also won some awards as kind of something that I saw online was that you had won a role model award for basically the Aboriginal community in Canada. So talk to me a little bit about that.
For sure. So where my nation is Chippewas of the Thames, and that's also outside London, Ontario. And, you know, my family, we're, you know, generally we would stay, you know, on reserve. And, you know, I found that, you know, if I was competing in combat sports, and also, you know, I'm going to throw this in there too. I also graduated from college. So these things are things that I wanted to do to show the First Nations community what's possible, you know, mm-hmm. and that we can do anything that we put our minds to, regardless of the, you know, the challenges and adversity that may look like is in front of us. So me being in combat sports and doing well there means a lot to me, because it also speaks to the youth of those nations that, you know, regardless of your circumstances, you know, if we set a goal and we decide that, you know, we choose that we want to be something greater, then it's all possible. So that's why I find that it's so important for me to speak about that. Mm-hmm. So that I let the world know where I come from. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, and the reason I wanted to bring it up is because actually Vinny and I, well, Vinny used to train here with me in Florida. And our gym is actually, we actually have quite a few people from the Seminole tribe, which is a Native American tribe here in Florida. And, yes. They, you know, and actually a lot, it's actually a pretty large group. And then one of our trainers actually went over to open up a gym on the reserve that they had to basically teach, you know, Muay Thai. Well, actually he was teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And so I know how important it was. And a lot of them have talked about that when I've been training with them. A lot of them talk about that as well, about how, you know, some of these reserves kind of, they reservations or at least lack sometimes a role model that kind of shows them that there are ways of, you know, succeeding outside of just being on the res and, you know, doing things outside of the res. And so that was something that caught my attention when I was reading your story, mm-hmm. because I've seen it happen. We've have a lot of fighters in our gym that are Seminoles and are really, you know, proud of that and are sure. getting into combat sports. So that's, sure. that's very cool. And I know that's something that, you know, is really important to you as well.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. It's important. And, a part of getting experience, you know, outside of those communities, a big part is always coming back and sharing those experiences with mm-hmm. the community.
Correct.
So, you know, whereas you can't just go and, you know, get all this experience and then not return and, you know, share the experience with the youth and with the community. So that's also a goal of mine, is to, you know, connect with those communities and, you know, whether it's through seminars, through workshops, you know, through volunteering, that kind of stuff. That's all in my sights as well.
Very cool. So, actually one last thing, that I wanted to talk about is I was actually surprised. I didn't know this, but, you know, you were talking about in this, recent, video that they put out of your story a little bit. You mentioned that, you know, your training was that you have to wake up really early because you work a 9-to-5 job. I did not know that you work a 9-to-5 job and balance it with training. So tell me a little bit about how that the challenges, you know, the benefits and challenges, which I don't know if the benefits are as much, you know.
For sure. So with tying it all back together, so I went to college. Mm-hmm. I got a diploma in police foundations and human services, mm-hmm. similar to social work, which is, that's what human services is here. Mm-hmm. And, basically, you know, it was a goal of my family that, you know, we get our education and, you know, expand that way. Mm-hmm. And then after I won the WPMF title, you know, I was in Thailand and I was there for about 5 weeks. To train and then compete, you know, I came home and I just felt this part of me that, you know, wanted to implement my educational training into you know, into career steps. So basically I, you know, working a full-time job now. It is a 9-to-5. So mornings, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'm teaching a class, but I also get my cardio, so like my running, or I'll do my weights in the morning, depending on how close it is to fight week and all that stuff. So yeah, I, you know, really early mornings and work, come home, you know, I always got to make sure that I have, you know, my lunches that are all made so that, you know, when I get up, I go, I can come home at 10 o'clock after training and, you know, get some rest and do it all again the next day. So yeah, it's, you know, it's all about, for me, it's all about finding that balance.
Yeah.
And it's starting to work for me. So I've made it work.
Yeah, that's tough, because I mean, that's what I'm saying. The reason it caught my attention was because, I mean, the discipline that you need to employ in order to do that, in order to hold down a 9-to-5 job and be a professional fighter, that's not something easy to do. It's not something, I know it's not something I could do, because I've tried it.
It wasn't. it's interesting because, you know, where I'm from in Ontario, we're not able to compete professional Muay Thai here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
It's not something that's possible in Ontario. So, you know, with my family being here and, you know, mass Thai boxing being here, working a full-time job is almost essential to, you know, to living. You know, it's the real world. We have to work and pay bills and all that, right? So.
Yeah, because I guess the opportunities for you to fight all have to be elsewhere. Where is it in Canada? Where is it legal? What, basically in Quebec and what, in British Columbia? Are those the areas that you would have to go to if they were fighting within Canada, or is it banned everywhere?
In Calgary, so okay. Out west, they have.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Journey fight series.
Yep, yeah, professional events there. I competed on there before.
Mm-hmm.
And as for Quebec, I'm not too sure about Quebec if they have any sanctioning there.
But the thing is MMA allowed in Toronto?
MMA is allowed in Ontario. Yes.
So that's kind of ridiculous then. Because Thai boxing isn't allowed, but MMA is allowed.
Yes.
You know, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a part of the journey is hopefully one day it can be recognized here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can start bringing fighters from other countries to come and compete with us. Until then, you know, we're traveling.
Yeah. And then you guys, you know, well, I've seen Team Canada. I fought a couple of when I was fighting as an amateur, I fought a couple of guys from Canada. Got my ass kicked by a few of them. So that's a tough bunch. I know that the Canadian Muay Thai scene is very, very alive and well and doing very well. So I guess one thing that we would like to finish with, which I know is always a stupid question, but people ask it all the time, is what are your predictions, Ashley, for your fight on January 29th with Tiffany Van Soest?
Oh, it's such a loaded question. There's so many variables. No, it's, you know, where I know, I'm just going to say this, I know we're both training very hard and, you know, we're both going to want the W. We're both going to want the win in beautiful fashion, of course. So, you know, that's all I can hope is, you know, I come off victorious and, you know, I'm just working so hard to be at my best for the fight and I'll be leaving it all in the ring. That's it.
Very good. Very cool. Very cool. What happened, Vin?
Nicely said.
Nicely said. Okay. All right.
Like, you know, if this was an MMA podcast, you'd be like, I'm going to beat that bitch up. You know? Wait, we're respectful.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, Ashley, it's been a pleasure talking to you, getting to know a little bit more about your story and, you know, also obviously sharing it with all the listeners of the Striking Corner. I know a lot of people were hitting us up and from Canada, actually interested in hearing more about you and glad that we were going to have you on the podcast. So a shout out to all of them. And then also, is there anything you would like to say, you know, to your fans, to your friends about the fight coming up? thank them for any support. I mean, anything you want to say before we head out?
For sure. You know, paying homage to the people that have helped me would be great. So, you know, crew Chris Q, Billy Irwin, my boxing coach, Justin Hicks at Bad Iron for strength and conditioning, and crew Mike Large for the functional training, and also all my teammates, you know, who've been there side by side helping me get ready for this. I couldn't do without them. And the other teams that have come down to help me spar, you know, crew Dar from Toronto, crew Joe from Fifth Round, and also the fighters from Ottawa Academy of Martial Arts. You know, they have all came to shake it up a bit with sparring. So, you know, I'm feeling ready, more ready than ever.
All right. All right. So with that said, thank you, Ashley, for being on the podcast. For everybody else out there, remember Lion Fight 27. It will be on January 29th. That is Friday, January 29th. Here in the United States, it's on Access TV. I do not know where it will be. I hope, Ashley, you can help us out. Where can they see it in Canada, actually?
I'm not sure. They're on AXS.TV, but I'm not sure how they're going to be able to tune in. Sometimes they have the Go Fight Live.
Okay.
Website, but I'll keep you posted on that.
All right.
If that happens, but I'm not too sure.
We'll make sure to keep people posted. They used to have all these like illegal links and stuff, which we will not share because we've never done that before.
Maybe a live Twitter. There might be like a live Twitter happening. I'm not too sure, but I'll keep my fans posted through, you know, my coaches will play by play my team back here. So,
All right.
I just want to say thank you guys for having me on the Striking Corner. It was great. I think it's great what you guys are doing, you know, sharing stories about Muay Thai and about different fighters. So thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. No, it's the honor's all ours. And thank you for being, you know, thanking for taking time out of what we know is definitely a busy training schedule and obviously your schedule with your work and everything to talk with us. And we wish you nothing but success. You know, it's going to be a hell of a fight. It's something that I think a lot of people are looking for. It's looking forward to. I mean, it's one of the co-main event, I guess. Co-main event for a reason.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait to see it. And once again, to all our listeners out there, remember, it's on Access TV. That's January 29th, Friday, January 29th, Lion Fight 27. And Ashley, we wish you nothing but the best. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, so thank you to Ashley Nichols for taking time out of her day to be on the podcast here with us. So really excited, man. I'm really excited about that fight. She's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool, and I think she has the skills to get it done, man.
Yeah, I agree. What are your predictions for that fight?
Man, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, the whole idea that, you know, we want to be impartial and everything, and. It's difficult though, because I mean, I'm a fan of hers because I've actually seen her fight a lot of times and I'm really a fan of her style. Plus, like I said, like we talked about during the interview, I mean, she, you know, she comes from Kasamrit. I mean, she's gone to Kasamrit and that's kind of like been her stomping ground when she's in Thailand. And that's kind of like my stomping ground when I'm in Thailand. So I kind of have that little thing where I'm like, you know, I want to see her do well, but, it's just Tiffany Van Soest, man. She's tough, dude. She's a tough girl. She's one of the Lion Fight champions for a reason. She's not a, like you mentioned there too, her style isn't orthodox. She's tricky. Her footwork, she comes at her opponents with a lot of different angles and, you know, just sets them up for like really nasty elbows and stuff. So we'll see, you know, but, you know, it seems like Ashley was kind of like dropping the hints that she's been working on a lot of different things in order to be ready for that specific style. So I think we're in for a, good fight, man. I think we're in for a really good fight. I just want to be politically correct, I guess. You know,
I think it's going to be a good fight too. But you know me, I always go for the underdog.
All right. So you. But what do you think? You think?
Speaking of politically correct, I really shouldn't say, but I don't really have an opinion on who's going to win because I don't know. It could go either way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of want Ashley to win just because she is the underdog. And you know me, I go for the bad guy in the movie. So, you know, I, 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 I'm, I don't want to say I'm rooting for her, but you know.
But you are.
Let's cut the shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, and plus, you know, we haven't had the pleasure of having Tiffany on the podcast yet. We did have Ashley on this one. So, you know, you're kind of like, oh, you know, you want to go for her. Now that we know a little bit more about her story, you know, definitely you want to, you kind of feel like you want to pull for them. So I wish her nothing but the best, the success, good luck. I mean, it's going to be a tough fight. I think she has the skill set to,
it's going to be a good fight.
She has the skill set to pull out an upset. And, you know, she's been one of the toughest, girls, in Canada. She, like I said, she has a WPMF world title. You know, she won the gold medal at the IFMAs, and those are not really easy, things to do, you know, and she's been fighting for a long time. She has, you know, she has, I don't know how many fights in Muay Thai. She's done kickboxing. She's done Brazilian jiu-jitsu matches. She's done MMA. She's done boxing. So she's done a lot of stuff. And like I said, she has a lot of experience. But as always, Tiffany is unpredictable sometimes. And she's also a hard worker and has a great coach too. So and has a great set of people that work with her. So you never know, man. I hope it's a good fight. I think it's actually going to be a really good fight for Lion Fight. It's going to be the co-main event, and it's good for women's Muay Thai, like we were talking about. And it's actually one of the ones I was looking forward to. And I think it's because I knew about Ashley beforehand, and I obviously know about Tiffany. So I think it's going to be, I honestly think it's one of the ones I'm looking forward to, because I think it's going to be a good fight. And, you know, not only that, but we have, you know, Gaston is going to fight on there, and I'm always going to go for Gaston because he's a fucking maniac with those spinning
card.
Yeah, it's a stacked card, but he's got a tough fight too. He's going to fight a more experienced Thai fighter, and, you know, that has a lot more fights than he does, so it's really him stepping up. But Gaston has all the talent in the world to get it done, so that I'm pulling for him on that. And Fabio Pinca and Charlie Peters. I mean, I like Charlie Peters. I've seen some of his fights. I like him. But Fabio Pinca is the man, dude. He's one of the kind of like current top dogs in the game. So, I mean, I think that's another one that I'm probably going to think that Fabio Pinca is going to take that.
Even though he's French, he does have an Italian name and has Italian heritage. So I'm just going to have to go for him.
That is true. That is true. That is true. So I know. If you have an Italian name, Vinny's always going to go for you. You could be the biggest asshole to him. He's still going to pull for you as long as you're Italian.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're a big asshole, I may punch you in the face first and then I'll go for
you. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. but yeah, so that is, I'm really excited. Like we've been talking about, man, Lion Fight, that's going to be a stack card. And then the one that's coming up afterwards, which we were talking with, Justin Greskowitz just, last week, mm-hmm. He's going to be fighting Kai Hollenbeck. They announced that already on Lion Fight 28, and that's going to be a freaking awesome card as well. Chris Mosseri is going to be on that card. I think there was Kem Sitson Pingong is going to fight, Smoking Joe Nuttawatt, man. That's going to be an awesome fight. Yeah, so that, I mean, and that's going to be in your neck of the woods. Well, near up on the East Coast in Connecticut. So that's going to be not too far away from where you're at. I'm going to see, I'm going to see if I can try and make it. I think that one's like February 20 something.
I think it's 27.
Yeah, man. So that's one that if I can swing it, man, I'm going to try to make it up there, and maybe we'll do a podcast from up there or something from up there. But because I really want to see when that card looks good, and Lion Fight once again is doing some really, really good stuff. So going back to the Lion Fight 27, January 29th, Access TV, guys, check it out. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait for that fight. And that's about it. And so with all that said, let's go to the basically just the social media stuff, guys. Make sure you follow us on Striking Corner, at Striking Corner on Twitter, at Striking Corner on Instagram, facebook.com/Striking Corner. And of course, the mothership, our main website, strikingcorner.com. There's a lot of things that I want to start doing. I'm going to be talking to a few people and see if we can get a little bit more content going there on the website. But I've been uploading a lot of videos, and Vinny's been uploading some videos and stuff, fights of different fights we've liked on the Instagram, on the Facebook page. So check us out there on Twitter. So check us out at Striking Corner pretty much across the board and strikingcorner.com. You can check, you can talk to me via email at eric@strikingcorner.com. You can also contact, you can also follow me on Instagram. That's Eric Kausamrit. And Vinny, how do they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me through email. That's Vinny@strikingcorner.com. And also Instagram, Vinny Scotto, S-I-M-T.
Yep. And remember, guys, that you can always contact us on our new fan questions line. Basically, you can leave a message or you can send us a text. We will respond if we can. If you send us some really freaking offensive or being assholes, well, we might respond back in kind.
We kind of welcome that stuff.
So go ahead. If you like the podcast, you don't like the podcast, you think it sucks, whatever, man, just tell us. And you have any recommendations or know some cool people that you think we should talk to, send us a question or a text through there. And that number is 646-598-9462. So once again, that number for the fan questions is 646-598-9462. It's really a fan questions comment line for the Striking Corner. And it's awesome. We've gotten a lot of like pretty cool texts from people just asking us questions that we don't have the answer to. Well, so I don't know. It's funny. I don't know. We get questions sometimes, whether asking us if we can hook them up with a fight at Lion Fight, and whether we know the best gyms in LA. And that's kind of hard to answer because Vinny and I are not in LA, and we don't know Lion Fight enough to hook you up with fights. So so those are some of the questions that you can ask us, and we'll try to respond. But if we don't know the answer to it, well, we'll respond with something completely just unnecessary. All right. That's about it.
Stop.
All right, guys. So thank you for tuning in. This is the Striking Corner podcast. Our next episode, we actually will have an episode coming out next Tuesday, which is, what is that? January. What is next Tuesday? January 20th. Huh?
26th.
January 26th. That is going to be our next podcast. We have another very special guest on that podcast as well. So tune in for that one. That'll be January 26th, Tuesday, January 26th. Up until then, thank you for all your support, and you will hear from us soon. Thank you very much.
Take care now. Bye-bye then.
You've been listening to The Striking Corner with Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more Muay Thai and kickboxing content. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Striking Corner.